This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together, but with only a month until the Iowa caucuses, and given the circumstances of this campaign season, I've determined that it simply isn't our time. So today, it's with a heavy heart and with profound gratitude that I will suspend my campaign for president. Ganaremos un día. Adios and
vaya con Dios. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I have a big announcement, and it's somewhere on my body.
Someone did something a little weird to me when I was down there.
I don't want
to
know.
But it had to do with white power.
I went hard in 2019. Watch 2020, baby.
I'm having a hard time enunciating because you're plying me with alcohol. So what is Jaeger? Why is this different than tequila?
It's kind of licorice-y.
This is CNN. Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
How old are you, honey? You're 11 years old. Talk to me before we leave, okay?
I keep getting older. They stay the same age. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I agree.
Don't touch kids ever again. Don't touch kids, you pervert.
Unchained and unstoppable.
To our adversaries, does it appear that President Trump is vulnerable right now when you look at him facing impeachment and an election?
I think the Iranians are going to continue putting this pressure on us no matter what.
And if I read you correctly, the Democrats might be favored by Iran because a Democrat might re-enter that nuclear agreement.
Exactly.
I'd love to try the case. If you give me the case, I will prosecute it as a racketeering case. It's been 30 years ago, but let's see if I can still do it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm back and I'm proud. Happy 2020 to everybody. I hope everybody had a nice Christmas and a happy new year. And I'm back. I'm in Florida. And it's good to be back on the air. It's a very busy time that we missed. And I didn't know that Joe Biden was a fan of Tom T. Hall. You know that old country song, faster horses, older whiskey, younger women, more money? Guess he's really into the younger women part of that quartet. Anyway, 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. And again, like I said, it's great to be back, and we'll be with you, and we'll take lots of calls and try to catch up on everything. But, of course, the big news of the day is that the civil rights movement in America has received a body blow this morning when Julian Castro got out of the race for the presidency. Who? Gay? Julian Castro, yes. He was the former secretary of something or other, HUD or something, HUD or whatever they call it, at under Obama. And his twin brother is the congressman from, or one of the congressmen from San Antonio. And so it would have been a great sitcom type of situation if he had been elected president and his brother had been, his identical twin brother had been. So, you know, so his identical twin brother could, you know, steal Air Force One or, you know, reschedule the State of the Union and then show up and deliver it before Juli. What's the other one's name? Joaquin? Before he even delivered it. But, it, you know, the thing, why I say it's a blow to the civil rights movement is that he will go down in the annals, the book that is written about the 2020 Democrat presidential field. It'll probably be a comic book, at best a graphic novel, but more likely a comic book. And he is the one who, you may remember this, that He was going to at a debate, he said that it's not enough to have rights to abortions for women. Men, too, should have rights to abortions. Only he said it in a more woke manner than I just did. He said it. He made the announcement that trans women should have a right to abortion. And of course, trans women are in fact men. And, you know, you can talk about, you know, you're going to take testosterone, or you know, you're going to get your you know what, if you're a male, removed. But they cannot transplant a womb to a man.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Is that hate speech to make a statement of medical fact like that? So, but you know, it is something. I mean, what male who has gotten pregnant hasn't said, damn it, why aren't I allowed to get an abortion at taxpayer expense? I remember when they had the draft, and I was concerned, being number 9, that I was going to be drafted. And I thought, all these women that want equal rights, can they get a draft card and be eligible for the draft too? I mean, that's the nearest I ever had to any kind of fantasies about equal rights for men and women when it came to governmental responsibilities or perks. But anyway,
by the way, Howie, they don't remove it. They don't remove it. They invert it.
What do you mean they invert it?
I'll let your imagination do the wandering.
No, I get the theoretical meaning of it, but I don't know how it would work. I mean, not that I was a whiz at biology or anything like that, but I don't. 617 said Biden said he will miss Cisneros in the race. I mean, I don't even know if that's true or not. I mean, that could be true, couldn't it? I mean, I think it's a joke. It just came in on the text line, but it's quite possible. I mean, Biden mistook Carol Moseley Braun for Kamala Harris, or vice versa. You know, but anyway, 844-500-4242. It's possible that he did say adios to Cisneros, the former congressman from down that way. Okay, so let's go. Let's play Julian Castro's greatest hits. I mean, I guess there were some other ones too, and of course Trump inspired shootings. We're going to get into that more too. De Blasio is blaming Trump for the wave of anti-Semitic violence in New York over the last since Christmas Eve. It's Trump's fault that he ended all bail, so that these people just keep getting let out back out on the street to run over to Williamsburg or Crown Heights to beat up more Jews. I mean, this is insanity. This is but we've got to deal with Julian Castro here. Cut 3.
I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female.
What you've described is the most existential threat to our country's future. And the UN has told us that we have about 12 years to get this right, or the consequences could be catastrophic.
A few weeks ago, a shooter drove 10 miles inspired by this, 10 hours inspired by this president to kill people who look like me and people who look like my family.
The United States needs to stand up for human rights, including the human rights of people from the LGBTQ community, and to make foreign aid contingent upon countries improving in that regard.
Would you be willing to penalize offenders taking advantage of Americans by having them not released if they are known to be illegal?
Let me begin the answer to that question by saying, look, all of us know as human beings that regardless of circumstance, whether people are rich or poor, no matter the color of their skin, what their background is, that people commit crime. Crime happens.
Crime happens. I'll tell you what doesn't happen: a groundswell of support for Julian Castro. And he was the last Castro in the race. Fidel Castro's gone. Raul Castro is gone. Joaquin never got into the race. And now uh, Now, what's his name? Julian Castro is gone. It's a sad day for America. By the way, I just heard that cut about LGBTQ aid. Wasn't that basically a quid pro quo that he was setting up, that he was going to have a quid pro quo when he was elected president, that he wouldn't give anybody aid unless they bent over, so to speak, to the LGBTQ community? And incidentally, now that I think about it, I thought it was the LGBTQ plus community.
I mean, isn't that what Mick Mulvaney...
What about the plus? What about, does this guy have plusophobia? What about the pluses?
Isn't that what Mick Mulvaney's been saying, that all foreign policy is quid pro quo?
I would, Taylor, go further than that. I say all domestic policy is quid pro quo. Yeah, isn't it? I mean, you know, don't all federal grants have quote-unquote strings attached? I mean, when you're dealing with your kid, don't you tell them you have to behave or you're not going to get the keys to the car? I mean, aren't those some strings attached? Isn't that quid pro quo? What is not in this life quid pro quo? But, you know, Trump has been impeached now because of this. Crime happens. Crime happens. Who will pick up Julian Castro's two or three votes? Are they having a meeting tonight of his campaign contributors in some phone booth somewhere, if they can find a phone booth even now? 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Joaquin's big claim to fame was tweeting out the names of Trump donors in his district. I'd forgotten about that. That is another one. Thank you for pointing that out, 617. Yeah, was it Joaquin who did that, or was it Julian?
It was Joaquin, but Julian said he did nothing wrong. What he did was not doxing.
Yeah. See, the thing is, though, when you got an identical twin, though, you could always blame stuff on the identical twin, right? So again, this is a major sitcom opportunity has been lost, for maybe not for the networks, because they're kind of, you know, one foot in the grave, but maybe for Netflix or Google or Amazon, somebody like that. 844-500-4242. I'm glad to be back, and we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
1-844-500-4242. It is, of course, Thursday, and we are always joined by Kevin Frisbee from Frisbee Associates. He's the financial advisor of the Howie Carr Show. And he's here a little early, usually here in the last segment of the first hour, but he's here a little early because he's visiting in Florida. He has to get somewhere. And so we just wanted to check in with him. And again, this is the first Thursday of the new year, and it's a new year for planning finances, and you know, the tax different the old tax year is closed, and now the new tax year is up. So Kevin, what's going on in the financial world that we need to think about today?
Well, as you say, everything's brand new. It's a brand new year, Howie. So now it's looking forward to 2020, doing the right planning, but also we get an opportunity. I made a mention a couple weeks ago is we can look at doing some tax planning all the way up until tax filing deadline, even for 2019, which means people can potentially do some IRA or Roth contributions.
Right, you can still do that, even though you know the ball has fallen in Times Square. You can still make the contributions up to a certain. What's the drop dead date?
Drop dead date is April 15th. So again, depending on somebody's situation, we can look at what their tax situation is, do an assessment, and say, hey, does it make sense to do some contributions?
And you can catch up. You can in a lot of cases, you can catch up if you're above a certain age, right?
Above 50 years old. So they have catch-up provisions up to $7,000 you can put away in an IRA, individual retirement account.
Okay, and so what do you what's the outlook for this year? I mean, the fact that nobody's talking about it indicates to me that it looks pretty good. that's the way you can judge markets these days in the mainstream media, right?
Yeah, it's true. Our 2 cents, it's an election year, as everybody knows. So we expect an up market. 5 to 8% is what we expect for an up. But we expect a 10 to 20% pullback somewhere early in the year, which would be a great opportunity. And we had it last year.
That's when we'll see the apocalyptic headlines.
Yes. Yeah, so they're
Trump's fault.
All over him for that. But as I said, it's going to be a good opportunity because we're going to end the year high. We're going to end the year on the high note.
Yeah.
For sure. But there'll be 10 to 20% pullback somewhere in the next couple months.
So what are you guys offering this week or this currently right
yeah,
now?
Well, first of all, I always offer the assessment, meaning if somebody has a portfolio they want to do an X-ray on, basically a stress test, we'll do that. Free, complimentary. I'm also going to give my audio book away, which it's been a hit for the last few weeks, and I'm going to give a hard copy. If somebody wants a hard copy of my book or the audio book, that's going to be the giveaway. But more important, I think, if we have that correction coming up in the market in the next few months, let's say, take an assessment of your portfolio and get some protection in there, and then basically take a step back, take a breath, and then we can move forward.
Does that mean take money off the table?
That's exactly what it means. Take a step back. Just open your eyes, cash some in. If you're, look at yourself like you're at the casino. You've won. You're at the door.
Yes.
Let's instead of go back to the table, let's take some of that chips and stuff in your pocket.
Yes. Like a CNN anchor on New Year's Eve, you want to be liquid.
Liquid.
To a degree.
Put some of the money in liquid. That's right.
Liquid. Okay. So what's the number to call if people want to get the free book or the free assessment or anything else from you?
Phone number is 1-800-989-9100 or frisbeebenefits.com.
FrisbeeBenefits.com. Okay.
That's right.
And so, what's going on here with the market? I mean, the market's up again today. I assume it's at an all-time high again here today.
It's another all-time high. It's typical that after the very first part of the year, for the first few days at least, or maybe a week, the market will have a rise. It's kind of the extension of the Santa Claus rally.
Right. And plus, people's 401k contributions kick in again.
New
right?
money being put into the market. But look at the second, third, fourth week of January. That might be the time that the new money coming in is slowed up, and then we might again. It might be an opportunity to have that pullback.
Kind of like it's easy to get a piece of equipment at a health club in the third or fourth week of January than it is today, for instance, when everybody still hasn't forgotten their New Year's resolution.
That's a great analogy. That's exactly how you should look at that.
Right. Yeah. So that's good. So again, your toll-free number if people want the free assessment of their portfolios to see what they should be doing or to talk about the brand new year tax strategies, 800-989-9100 And it's not too late to try to. I mean, it's too late to make charitable contributions, right?
Too late to make charitable contributions.
What is it too late to do?
And too late to put money in your 401k. There's the bad news. You can't contribute to 2019 401k.
Okay.
You can do IRA or Roth contributions if
SEP.
Your income. Or SEP contributions are for last year as well. That shuts off December 31st.
Oh, so there's some stuff you can do, but you got to just sort it all out.
And if you don't know, it sounds confusing, and it can be, so call us up. We'll do the free assessment and sit down with you and see if it makes sense.
And now we got a little bit of time left. Let's talk a little bit more about this thing that was done, this stealth maneuver by Congress. And it went through both houses, so both parties have to take
unanimous,
responsible.
Almost unanimous, by the way. Almost unanimous.
Yeah, so what happened? What'd they do?
It's a $6 trillion money grab. I said it several months ago. And $6 trillion, so there's $23 trillion in retirement money saved by Americans. This is a way for the government to be able to take $6 trillion of that into the government coffers, basically. And it's the main thing is it changed the way people will leave money to beneficiaries, kids, grandkids. It will force them to take that money out over 10 years instead of stretching that out over their lifetime. It's a big factor. People can go Google Secure Act, beneficiary leave behind.
Why didn't some of the usual people that we like on this radio show, why didn't they say anything about this?
They need money. They need money today because of the spending. And both sides, by the way.
Who doesn't need money? That doesn't mean you get a big gun and go rob a bank.
But almost unanimous on both sides.
All right. Kevin Frisbee, 800-989-9100 if you want any of his stuff. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're in a new year. Stock up on menthol cigarettes while you can, folks, here in Massachusetts. Anyway, soon New Hampshire will be the number one per capita state in the union for sales of menthol cigarettes once they're outlawed down here in Massachusetts. What a boon. This is just the sort of thing you want, though, isn't it? And they're going to have now. There's online sports betting in New Hampshire, and as I said in my column yesterday, I guess it's still up on the Herald webpage, is soon New Hampshire will have an online betting game called T-Rex. You know, get it? It's a play on words. You know, T-Rex, the dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex. But this will be T-Rex, Rex as in mishaps, derailments. And you get to bet on whatever is going to be the first derailment of the day on the MBTA. I guess your choice would be a red line, green line, orange line, blue line. Not the yellow line, as the late Mayor Mumbles Menino once said. They're all yellow lines, if you know what I mean.
That's new meaning to how many lines you're going to play.
And, of course, commuter rail. I think commuter, at this time of the year, I think commuter rail is probably the best bet you've got going. Did you hear the other day, Taylor, they had an upright derailment? What does that mean?
That means it didn't tip over. It just popped off the tracks.
Yeah, but I just think that's a bad way. That's like somebody being, that's like the drunk being asleep, leaning up against a lamppost or something, an upright derailment. And then they said it was caused by human error. I think we all know what that means.
Did you also see the story today that U-Haul is not going to hire anybody who uses nicotine in 21 states, including Massachusetts?
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
So it's okay to vape and all these.
No, it's not okay to vape if you're vaping.
No, but it's okay to vape marijuana, though, is what I mean.
Right.
Even though all the the vast majority of the illnesses and deaths are caused by vaping marijuana, and in over half of those cases, vaping bootlegged marijuana derivatives. But they're not concerned about marijuana. They continue to celebrate all these politicians, the legalization of marijuana. But they're concerned about nicotine, even though and again, cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes kill hundreds of thousands of people every year. Do you know how many people died from vaping last year? All vaping, marijuana and tobacco, 54. I don't understand. And these same politicians like Tal Duvall, Charlie Baker, they're so concerned about opioids, which, you know, again, opioids are a problem. But he's only concerned about, apparently, given the fact that they allow these illegal alien drug dealers to run amok. They only seem to be concerned about, Dr. Feelgood prescribing prescription opioids. But They're all bent out of shape about that, but marijuana's fine. Just go ahead, do whatever you want. You know, hey, it's great. Kill state troopers out on the highway. You know, vape, get sick. You know, file for Medicaid or MassHealth. It's okay. 844-500-4242-603 says New Hampshire couldn't ask for a better neighboring state than Massachusetts. You know, the thing is, Chris Sununu's not even kidding anybody about that. Did you see his press conference? When we were out, I saw some cuts of it. He placed one of the first bets. He said he was the 82nd governor of New Hampshire, so he put an $82 bet on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Not a good bet. Other than getting on the newscast that night. But, I mean, that's how easy it's going to be. And I think they really are missing a bet if they don't go with the T derailments. It's another reason people are clearing out of Massachusetts. It's the rapid transit, so-called. The public transportation is so pathetic that people can't get out of here fast enough. 844-500-4242. 603 says, Howie, you can play the New Hampshire lottery online using your debit card, credit card. I would have, yeah, how else would you do it? I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. I try to stay away from sports betting. I used to just bet on the football cards, but that was just for a goof, you know, a buck. I can see a lot of people are going to get into a lot of trouble with sports betting, and it's not going to, whatever it is now, it's going to expand rapidly. I'm old enough to remember the beginnings of the Massachusetts State Lottery. One night a week, then it was two nights a week, then it was a daily number. Then before you know it, it was scratch cards and the Keno and punch cards and the Mass Millions, Powerball. It's the same thing is going to happen for sure. 844-500-4242, 603. We love your lawmakers up here. Keep up the good work. We thank you. Yeah, I know. They're doing a great job for New Hampshire. There's no question about it. They're like secret agents for New Hampshire is what they are with this incredible short-sightedness here. And now this gas tax is coming down. I'm glad to see that the Republican state chairman in Massachusetts, Jim Lyons, came out totally against this thing called TCI, the second gas tax. 17 cents they want to put on top of the current gas tax. 45, I think it's 45 cents state and local, or state and federal. 45 cents is not enough. They want to put another 17 cents on. 844-500-4242. Let's take some phone calls here. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie. Welcome back to the real world. Anyways, you know, it's amazing. So Massachusetts put that 17% gas tax on, and they
They're talking about it, Peter. They're trying to figure out a way to do it. They're going to get sued. They're going to get stood up in the courts, and I think the judges, as corrupt as they are, they know the money's just for their pensions and their next pay raises, so they'll probably go along with it. But it's just going to drive out more business to New Hampshire, because New Hampshire's not going to play ball.
Yeah, well, we love this up here, Harry, and I'll tell you why. All my friends that I've met, my brand new friends from Dudley and Webster down there on the southern line to Connecticut. Yeah. They're coming up here, and I'm giving them, as a mechanical contractor, Howie, I'm giving them 20% off the top to build the new homes and everything. So this is a new Northern Mass, right? I don't know.
Well, you know, another thing, this double gas tax, another group this is going to hurt, Connecticut has even higher taxes than Massachusetts. So right now, down on the Connecticut Southern Massachusetts line, you got a lot of people from Connecticut crossing over to buy cheaper gas in Massachusetts. So that business, if they put through this second tax, is going to totally evaporate on top of everything else. You know, so you're going to get banged. Every border community in the state, probably, or at least the ones on the New Hampshire and Connecticut lines, are going to get crushed. And Vermont is teetering too. If Vermont goes, that's another huge part of the state that's going to take a beating on the borders with the gas stations.
Howie, I got to tell you, at the end of the day, I own property in northern Vermont, in North Troy, Vermont, on the border.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to sell it, but maybe not. And I have friends. I have property, land in Texas. Hey, don't mess with Texas. I'm going to move back to Texas and call it a day. I'm cashing out, Howie. I can't put up with this stupidity anymore from the leftist government.
You've set me up to make one of my announcements, Peter. As of last week, I am a Florida man. I didn't want to go through the hoops to get another Massachusetts driver's license. It would have been easier if I had just filed some kind of declaration with the probate court or the family court and declared I was an illegal alien. Then I could get an automatic free driver's license, most likely. But instead, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to get a Florida driver's license and just begin the shedding of my coils that have bound me to New England for my entire life. Bleep New England. When it comes, I mean, I love New England. I love the weather and I love the people. And I'm from New England. I was born there. But just because I was born there, do I have to die there? Do I have to? I get to pay lower property taxes as a Florida resident. So, I still have the place in Massachusetts. I'm still going to have to pay Massachusetts income taxes for the time being. But I now carry a Florida driver's license. Thanks for the call, Peter. JR, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, JR. Go ahead, JR.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah,
you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Am I on the air right now?
Yeah. No, you're not. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced just the last couple of weeks that none of the illnesses and deaths were from vaping nicotine. They were from vaping THC, which is a marijuana derivative.
Yeah.
So I think the press deliberately kind of confused the issue, so the average person in the public thought it was from vaping nicotine or THC, and that gave people like Charlie Baker the time to put on a moratorium and drive all the vaping shops out of business.
Yeah, you know, there was a great editorial, and I cut it out today of the Wall Street Journal over the time I was gone, and it was all about this whole issue with vaping. And you're right. I mean, I don't think it was 100% marijuana, but the most of it, the vast majority of the problems were with the marijuana. Apparently, what they do is the marijuana vaping stuff, Steve, is very thin. So they try to make it thicker with some they call it, I don't know what it is. It's called vitamin E acetate. I think that's the way it is. That's what they call it, vitamin E acetate. And it's apparently really, really unhealthy. And they just do it to thicken the THC vapes. And it's just, it's really deadly. And you're right, they're not talking about it. I you know, in this case, I'm not sure it's the press is trying to suppress it, trying to make up a fake narrative like Russian collusion. But I just don't think they understood it. I think very few people understood what's going on with vaping. You know, they just knew that some people were getting sick, and they know that, you know, most of the people they know are vaping with nicotine products, tobacco type products, to try to kick the smoking habit. And it's a good thing to kick the smoking habit. And, you know, even if people were getting sick from vaping tobacco, wouldn't you want to try to, it's still an infinitesimal percentage compared to the people that are getting sick and dying from smoking. 844-500-4242. 207 says 48 of the 51 cases were connected to the THC. Maybe that's in Maine. I saw, they said, I think only 11% of the cases that where people got sick were, according to the Wall Street Journal, they were operating with CDC statistics, only 11% were related to tobacco-only vaping. 11%. And yet you would think that, they were trying to put Juul out of business for a number of months. I don't think they are so much now. 844-500-4242, 863. Now Howie can't vote in Massachusetts. Yeah, my vote will have some meaning then, you know. And I would have liked to have voted in some of the primaries. What? Yeah, it's okay. I'll pay the price. I'll pay the price. Something I look forward to every month is my shipment from ButcherBox. The box I got this month came with, as always, ground beef. I love the ButcherBox ground beef. This time of year, it makes for wonderful meat sauce. I got ground pork as well. I also put that in the meat sauce. I get the chicken tenders and the boneless chicken breasts. It's free-range chicken. I never knew how good free-range chicken could be until I started subscribing to ButcherBox. Then I got some filet mignons and a couple of other different steaks. I like to get the flank steaks and the hanger steaks sometimes, the kind of stuff that you can't get except at a high-end steak restaurant or maybe at a butcher shop. They usually have them in delis at the supermarkets even. That's the kind of product you can get from ButcherBox. You can just order the standard boxes, or you can customize, and you can change from month to month. It's really good. You know, try it. Let me know what you think. Post your picture of my recommendation. Try hanger steak or flank steak. That's what I recommend. It's really good. You can cook it any way you want. Post your picture of my recommendation to your social media and tag me in ButcherBox and let us know how you prepared it. This time of year, you're probably not going to put it on the barbecue. Try to broil it. It's fantastic. For those of you who are on the fence about ordering ButcherBox, ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed, organic, and free-range meat, and no antibiotics or hormones ever, right to your door. With free shipping, ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get meat the way it's meant to be. Natural, fresh, and delicious. And to make things even better, ButcherBox is offering new members $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon when you sign up at butcherbox.com/Howie. That's butcherbox.com/Howie for $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon free in your first box. butcherbox.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Taste the amazing difference of ButcherBox by signing up at butcherbox.com/Howie and get $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon in your first box. butcherbox.com/Howie, butcherbox.com/Howie. That's there, the sponsors of the poll question today. And you may have seen the photographs of Pope Francis working what amounts to a rope line in at the Vatican. And this woman grabs him, and I guess she hurt him. I don't know how she hurt him, but he's 83 years old. I guess he's frail. And he got angry with her, and he slapped her twice. You've seen the video, or most people have seen the video by now. So anyway, that's what the poll question is about today. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was it wrong for Pope Francis to slap the hand of the woman who tugged on his arm?
Yes, it was.
55% say yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been defending the woman.
Yeah, I don't care much for this pope for any number of reasons, most of which involves the fact that he's a socialist. And he's also been basically covering up for the pederasty rings that are so infest the Roman Catholic Church and have for many, many years now. I don't like the guy. And I think a lot of the people that are voting against him don't like him either. And people are people continue to walk away from the church just because they can't stand this social engineering that's going on. And he's really hard on traditional Catholics, much harder on traditional Catholics than he is on Muslims, it seems to me.
Howie, it wasn't so much when I really look at it that I blame him for slapping her hand down, because I think she was super aggressive and he is old and she could have hurt him. But it was more the look on his face afterwards. Like, there was so much anger in his face. I just thought, this is the Pope?
Yeah, but didn't he have the Bernie Sanders look?
These people. He was very flustered. But then I asked.
No,
people,
but I mean, I mean, in the sense of, you know, he's a socialist and a tribune of the working man. But when you come right down to it, he supports people, but he hates individuals. That's what I saw there. Like so many leftists. I'm Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.